Ola Yerushalmi corresponding to Mila Bavli Daf Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalem Beis at the Mishnah. So all shall chulin b'shal truma shenafla sechisa lebezeked lechametz lebezeked lechametz etzdarfu bechimisu rebeleza oime acha achon aniba. Mishnah says if saw of which is sourdough of chulin and of truma fell into a dough and there wasn't enough of from this one to ferment it by itself or that one to ferment it by itself, and they combined and fermented it, the Mila says that I follow the last one, if Truma fell in last, only Kahanami the dough in Tahara. The Chachamim say that whether the Issa fell in first or last, it's forbidden only if there was enough Sa'or of Issa to ferment it by itself. Ye'ezer Ishabira was a Talmud of Shammai. He said, I asked Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin about this standing in the eastern gate of Harabayis, and he said, always it's forbidden, only if there was enough Issa to ferment it by itself. And the Gemara says, Tamanta Ninan, Yai Nesach Asa Va'isa V'Cholshu. We have a Mishnah that says that Yai Nesach is forbidden and forbids a mixture of any amount. Hizkir Omar, Koshim Mazgim in a Issa, Mina Heta, Benofala Issa, Besaif Issa, Heta, Besaif Heta. Hizkir said that if a cup of water was mixed with wine of Issa and Heta, and Issa fell last, it's forbidden. If Heta fell last, then it's permitted. Omar Bishmo Bar Yitzchak, Deblevi, Deblevi Omar, Acha Achon Liba. Bishmo Bar Yitzchak said, this is like Deblevi, who said that I follow the last one. Omar Biyumia, Chimehu Biyai Nesach. Rabbi Yehuda rejects that and says, no, Chizkiya can hold like Rabbonon, this is the stringency of Yai Nesech. Rabbi Yosi boy, im choymehu be Yai Nesech, afilu nofal heta, besoif yehe osa. Rabbi Yosi asked, but if this is the stringency of Yai Nesech, even if heta fell at the end, it should be forbidden. Rabbi Yosef Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, koisim mazge ha me isa u me heta, adroye es ha heta kmisha enoi, oisa ha isa, im yosh vim noisin tam, osa vim lav mota. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, so that a cup mixed from Issa and Heta, you view the Heta wine as if it doesn't exist. If the Issa is nois and tam, which gives flavor to the water, it's forbidden, and if not, it's permitted. Amar Yehoshua, Rosha Nafal HaHeta Basif. Yehoshua says this is if the Heta fell last. The Imi, Vashem of Yochanan, Lashniya, Benjanafa, Issa Betchila, Beheta Basif, Beheta Betchila, Beissa Basif. The Imi quoting Yochanan says it makes no difference whether the Issa fell first and Heta last, or the Heta first and the Issa last. Afilu mayim v'yayin, afilu nimzag kol sochei min ha-Heta adroya es ha-Heta shukmisha'enoi oisa ha-Issa im yeshbe b'nois and tam osa v'im lav muta. Even water and wine, and even if it was mixed as much as needed from Heta, there was enough Heta wine to mix with the water to make properly diluted wine, you view the Heta as if it doesn't exist. If the Issa is nois and tam to the water, it's forbidden, and if not, it's permitted. Amar bizera, although that Amal should say Bakula, Tinoyan Heich Avida. Yom Zera asked that this you said that in all conditions, whether the Issa fell first or last, how is this? That the Yosef Babun, the Abo, Peshem Rabbi Yochanan, Sluchas Shal Yain, Nesach Shenofla, the Seich Chavish Shal Yain, the Chaz Venofla, the Seich Abo Shamayim, Advoye et a Heta, Kemisha Enoi, Oisa Issa, Im Yeshbe, Benoisim Tam, Osa, the Mlav Mutter. Rabbi Yosef Babun, quoting, Rabbi Yochanan answered that if a flask of Yain Nesech fell into a barrel of wine, and it returned and fell into a pit of water, you view the Heta as if it doesn't exist. If the Issa is nois and tam to the water, it's forbidden, and if not, it's permitted. The rest of the wine was never actually Asa, just before it fell into water, it was forbidden due to the Yain Nesech mixed with it. Ad kadoin v'shen nofle v'zeach hazeh, nofle shteim ka'achas mai ma amma ba v'bileze. The Gemara asked that this argument of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan is when the sourdoughs fell one after another. If they fell at the same time, what would Rabbi Lezer say? Yishmeni min al-dar, let's learn from the following Tosefta. Ein masai chamitzam shekutsiyim muta la'acha pesach. The Gemara asks that the Bryce of Tosefta asks, when is chamitz of kutsim permitted after Pesach? Means that they began and ended Pesach early because they held it must be begin on Shabbos, so they made chamitz during the real Pesach. So it's forbidden and used so often it to ferment those afterwards. Shebalabatim achas shalosh shabbosos shelafia v'shenachtemim bekorachim la'achas shloisha should say Tanuim b'Shabbat Achas v'Shenachtemim b'Kfarim l'Acha Shloisha Yom. The answers of a balabais, a private owner, is permitted after 3 Shabbos of baking, after they finish the sourdough they had from Pesach, or bakers in big cities after 3 ovens in one Shabbos, because they bake a large amount each time, or bakers in villages after 3 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Afka Sha'omru Shabbalabatim, Acha Shalash Shabbos Shalafia, Behushe Adam Godol, or She Mesi as Benoi, Ve'afa Shlosha Tanur B'Shabbos Achas, Ve'achazer Ve'achazer Mutter. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that even if when they said that of a private owner is after 3 Shabbos of baking, this is if he's a great man, he has many eat at his table, or he marries off his son and bakes 3 ovens in one Shabbos, one after the other, after this it will be permitted. Ve'afka she'omru she'nachtoimim, she said be'kfarim, acha shloisha yomim, im nidchak, ve'afa shloisha tanurim, be'yim echad, ze'achazeh, ve'ze'achazeh muta. And even when they said that bakers in the villages after 3 days, if he was pressed and baked 3 ovens in one day, one after the other, then it is permitted. Tani Rav Shimon Omer, ve'afka she'omru she'nachtoimim be'kfarim, she said ad shloisha tanurim, ad shloisha yomim, asa. Rav Shimon says in the Braisa that even when they said that a baker in villages until 3 ovens, it's forbidden until 3 days, so in the morning he takes sa'or for the entire day. The bakers in big cities bake too much to do so, rather they take sa'or from each dough for the next dough. And the second dough that the kusi makes after Pesach, is it not fermented through Issa, which is sa'or from Pesach, and Heta, which is the first day after Pesach, if you permit when Issa and Heta fall together, due to Zeh v'Zeh Goyim, that's coming from two different causes, one being permitted, one being prohibited, also here the second day would be permitted. Amaru Yumya, B'Shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Man Tana Chamitzam Shal Kusim V'Beleza. Rav Yumya quoting Mishlaki said, who taught the Tosefta of Chametz of Kusim? It's Rav Eliezer. So you can't learn from it Rabbanon's opinion. Some of Yosef Rabbi Chanina Antunaya Nehiras Dahavisan, I should say Amrin at Rabbi Yomi Rishem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Man Tana Chamitzim Shekusim Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Chanina Antunia, do you remember that you and Rabbi Yomi used to say in the name of Rish Lakish, who taught Chametz of Kusim? It's Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'anan, I should say Leif Amrin Kain Ela Rabbi Hilah Rishem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Yod Lachamitzim Shekusim Ko Rabbi Eliezer. And we didn't say so, rather we last said in the name of Rish Lakish that the Chacham taught it, and they hold regarding Chametz of Kusim like Rabbi Eliezer. V'oid min adar gam Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Abo Abba Havalei Uvda Shalach Shal Rabbi Chir Rabbi Yasa Rabbi Imi V'urin Leik Rabbi Eliezer. And we support that Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Abo, a case occurred in which my father sent to Rabbi Chir, to Rabbi Yosi, and to Rabbi Imi, and they ruled for him like Rabbi Eliezer. Mark Yechidaya. What did they rule like an individual? Certainly not. Rather, Chachamim hold regarding Chomet of Kusim like Rabbi Eliezer. So Am Rabbi Mana, Koyim Rabbi Yasa, Heichma de Tema Taman Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, Racha Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yasa, just like you say there that the Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, also here, does the Halacha follow Rabbi Eliezer? Amalei Yolachal Dava. Rabbi Yasa answered, do you think that for everything that Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, we rule like him only regarding Chometz of Kusim because they finish the Sa'or of Pesach in the specified time.